25th year.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day.
Monday. The discussion of what's going on in the world. March the 4th, it is. First Monday, third month. Spring is coming, Jennifer.
It is.
Spring! Can we make a big deal out of this? The drama. I've decided over the weekend that the drama is something, and maybe part of it is, as you look at the headlines every single day, which is part of our job here. Ex-British cardinal admits sexual misconduct. Okay, drama, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next. Scientists say baby born with AIDS virus now cured. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
That's a good one.
Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Crews begin demolishing Florida sinkhole house. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
That was a scary one.
I'd like to be in the bedroom, that poor guy.
Gosh.
Down in that hole. But isn't that drama? Look at
it
what
was
the
very
news,
dramatic.
The television cameras making all that drama. Wow. Dun-dun-dun-dun. We ought to find Evans. If you can find one of those we have the, what do we call them in broadcasting? The audio pauses. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Or as the news channels do that swish. Right? When they put something up on the screen and then they bring it back to the people who are doing the discussion of the debate. It's a swish.
Yeah, it's when they that's when they have a watch of some kind.
Queen Elizabeth hospitalized with stomach bug. Expected couple killed by hit-and-run driver. Baby survives. Now, that's a story.
That's a good one. Interesting.
That is.
I mean, not a good one, but a good one that the baby survives.
There's drama there that is tragic. And it is real, and one worth some consideration. Young couple en route to the hospital to have their first child got in a car crash in New York yesterday. The baby boy was born at the scene, survived. The mother and father did not.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they left behind a new beginning, which is, I guess, the silver lining.
And the bum who ran into them sped away. Police are searching for the driver.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so that puts a... That kind of does something, doesn't it, to you? When you get right down to it, that really does something to you. You think about something like that, and it takes you someplace. It takes you to a place that gives you... it's sobering, especially when you see all of... Back to the drama of sequestration, budget cuts everywhere, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Everybody still okay, by the way?
I'm fine. Okay? How about you? All I'm right. happy to have them cut the budget. I'd like to see them cut 20% out of the budget, because that's how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is. Budget experts have some advice for Congress. Stop making mountains out of molehills. Dun-dun-dun-dun. So there is tremendous exaggeration, as you know, as to the consequences of spending cuts. They have kicked in. They have actually started tackling the mountain of debt that we have. Prioritizing the out-of-control spending is what most people say they want. Do you know that the national public debt at this moment, at this second, each second goes up by $47,000. So how long have we been talking about this? Less than a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in less than a minute, the national debt has gone up by $2.4 million. How about that? Think about that. That's really a sobering number, isn't it? The national debt.
So scary. I actually had someone put it in weird terms for me, and I'm going to try to Google it and tell you. But when you put the debt in terms of days, months, and years, it will. I mean, if you assign a day for every dollar, it is amazing the difference in a billion, a trillion, and a million. I think a million's like a week worth of hours. I'm going to find the equation, and I'm going to blow your mind, Dougie.
All right. Good. Meanwhile, talking about blowing your mind, federal budget outside of defense spending is down by $44 billion as a result of this over X period of time. Across-the-board percentage cuts are not the way to go about cutting things, though, are they? Don't you, in your life, you say 2%, okay, well, let's see, I can cut here. I don't need somebody to come cut my lawn. I can cut it myself, right? I don't need somebody to come wash the windows. I can wash them myself. I don't need somebody, I don't need to go out to dinner. Tonight, I can fix dinner for myself. All right, there's three things right there that you do on your own. So why is it that these governors and the people working in Congress, president, whoever, wherever, they can't figure out how to prioritize this stuff? I'm not sure that the 2% across the board makes sense. It would be nice if we had some management taking the earmarks off of all of these, like alternative energy research that's being done and duplicated by the Air Force, the Army, and the Navy. Do you know that? Yeah. At $120 million, $40 million apiece for research basically on the same things in the Air Force, the Army, and the Navy. This is a place to start. Why are all three of them doing the same research? Yep. Look at the pig book. Ever seen the pig book?
I have not.
Check, Google out the pig book. The pig book is created by the Jefferson Institute, Citizens Against Government Waste, a joint project, and it lists the questionable federal earmarks. $3 million. Listen to this. $3 million for aquatic plant control. $5 million for international fisheries. Help them explore where there are more fish. $5 million for that. Talk about wasteful. I'm looking at some of the programs, and some of the experts, these think tanks, say you could easily cut 5 to 6% out of budgets, and nobody would feel a thing. Nothing. But yet, they decide to put these cuts where it hurts you the most.
Right.
That leadership?
To create a power play.
Right, exactly.
Can I blow your mind a little bit
here? Yeah, I'd love you to blow my mind.
Okay, so how many seconds is a million seconds, do you think?
How many seconds is a million seconds? A million seconds is a million seconds.
Well, I mean, how many in days? How many days do you think
how
that's
many
the equivalent of?
Million seconds, 60 times 60 is
3,600.
Not long, maybe 4 days.
I'm
going to
help you. 13 days.
13 days.
A million seconds is 13 days.
Okay.
A billion seconds, 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a trillion seconds, which is what we're talking about when we talk about our budget problems,
right?
31,688 years. That's the difference
mm-hmm.
between a trillion seconds and a million seconds. 13 days to 31,688 years.
Now, look at where we are in the hole.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
All right. Your mind has been blown. You're welcome.
And you know what? I think we need more drama. Lindsay Lohan, dun-dun-dun-dun. You think? You know, yes or no?
Of course. What's going on with Lindsay?
I know. Let's find out in a minute. We'll get into that in a matter of moments. Here's another drama. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Manliness in crisis in America. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Research shows testosterone is the culprit. Dun-dun-dun-dun. For decades now, men in America have been experiencing a systematic testosterone crisis. Wow! Who'd have thought? Less testosterone. Most men have less testosterone than their fathers did at the same age. Wow. And one wonders why that is. Is it they're riding their bicycles too much? That was supposed to be funny. I don't know what the...
You know.
Yeah.
You men are sensitive. I need to laugh out loud.
That's okay. You can do that. The point here is that there are a lot of things going on in your body, gentlemen, that can sort of have that testosterone leaking out of your body, and you don't like that. If you're in your 40s, your 50s, beyond, you'd like to boost. You don't really know sometimes. Maybe this is an educational thing, because many of you don't know that not having enough testosterone is not a good thing for your health all the way around. And so there are a lot of supplements around. I know that. I've seen them around. You've seen them around. The product I'm talking about is called T-Gen. T-Gen with Nitro Boost. And here's what I've said last, I think Thursday or Friday, I said we have a stack of email from people who have taken this product. And somebody sent me an email and said, okay, prove it. All right, so I'm going to do that. Warren in New Jersey, he said, quote, I started using T-Gen with NitroBoost, found the product to be far superior than the other four products that I have tried. I strongly recommend it because I had increased desire and performance. I noticed that everything functioned much better, and I had more muscle mass when I exercised. The results were more definitive, and that's what I wanted. So, if you're a man who's interested in experiencing the best things in your life physically, you're only one phone call away from that experience, and this is the number to call to get the experience, 800-631-6443. Long time talking about this, but I want to get to the point. T-Gen with NitroBoost will raise the free testosterone. Nitric oxide from NitroBoost will move the blood through your body safely and naturally. It's an all-natural product. Order T-Gen now, two bottles with NitroBoost. You get absolutely free when you make the regular offer or the regular order, 800-631-6443. Improve performance, better intimacy, and a couple of free bottles, 800-631-6443.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Congress did not reach an agreement, and Congressman Maxine Waters said today that 170 million jobs could be lost.
Brilliant.
Because of it. You know. Now, there are only 155 million workers in America.
I know, I love that.
But she says we'll lose 170 million jobs. Begin to understand why we're in this situation in the first place now. It's starting to become clear why everything quite was. Yeah, exactly. And I tell you, the cuts. The cuts have already begun. Just yesterday, the Pope got laid off. Didn't he remember that? Sorry, pal, you're out of here.
The $85 billion in spending cuts, known as the sequester, took effect tonight. But Congress is still working around the clock to make sure the cuts don't get out of hand. But with so much at stake, it's actually gotten pretty heated between Speaker of the House John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. It's very heated. Take a look. This week, John Boehner said we should not have to move a third bill before the Senate gets off their ass and begins to do something.
Ooh. Oh, no,
pretty intense. Well, in response, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid tried to take the high road and said, I think John Boehner should understand who is sitting on their posterior. We're doing our best here to pass something. Well, Boehner responded to that by saying, oh, is someone afraid of saying a bad word? You're going to get in a little trouble with your widow mommy? To which Reid replied, no, because I've been spending too much time with your mommy.
Oh. Oh.
To which Boehner replied, great, now I'm crying. And then Reid said, yeah, what's new? Come on, John, don't cry. I was just kidding. To which Boehner replied, I know, I'm just so stressed out. I mean, this whole sequester thing is just so hard. To which Reid replied, yeah, that's what your mom said. Peace, loser.
<Da-da-da-da>! That was actually really funny.
It was pretty funny, wasn't it? So back to the child born with HIV who has been functionally cured. I made, that was the headline, and then the drama behind it, the idea that this could be done. You know, there are those who argue back and forth, Jennifer, about whether children with AIDS or HIV can be cured. Is it in their system because they came from a mother who had the infection? But the story in detail is at DougStephan.com if you want to check it out. A child born with the HIV virus has been cured. The child is from Mississippi, is a couple of years old now, been off medication for about a year. Scientists say there's no guarantee the child will remain healthy, but if that's the case, it would mark only the world's second cure that was done under the circumstances.
Let's hope. That would be a great story.
All the damage that's done from people and the abuse of drugs and alcohol and that sort of thing, not the least of which, I suppose, a representation of that is with Lindsay Lohan. Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Jen, what's going on with her and her lawyer and the judge and Charlie Sheen and Unga Bunga. What's the story?
Well, let's start with her and Charlie Sheen, because that's just gold. Charlie Sheen has decided that she would be okay if she had a mentor. And so Charlie has decided that he would be the perfect person to mentor Lindsay away from her partying lifestyle, which is kind of funny. Now, if he can save her, God love him. But, you know, I don't know. They have this friendship that started when they did the cameo in Scream. So he said he's going to give her some money, pay her taxes, and get her back in shape. Now, as far as her legal battles go, she got another little hit from the legal system on Friday. Her lawyer was in court trying to get Lindsay's lying to the cops case dismissed. But instead, the judge absolutely gave him the old and said that he was incompetent to practice law in California and that she needs to get another attorney.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dun-dun-dun-dun! All right.
This is your new favorite sound effect.
Well, you come down to things like Lindsay Lohan. People look at her and they don't look at themselves. You see, this is a great way for you to escape from your own malfeasance.
Or think, okay, I have some problems, but not nearly as bad as this. Exactly. It makes you feel better.
It's all relative, I suppose. And so here we are performing a public service on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. For a lot of people, killing time at an airport means playing with your iPad or maybe eating a Cinnabon. But these days, you can get in a little culture while you're waiting at an airport art museum. The latest place to mix art and travel is in Paris at Charles de Gaulle. We're not talking about a few paintings on a wall. These are world-class exhibits representing the best of French art, starting with a partnership with the Rodin Museum. If you've ever been to Singapore's Changi Airport, then you won't be surprised to learn that it's also a great top-notch art display. This isn't your traditional art. It's an ever-moving bronze display that creates different shapes and patterns in the middle of Terminal 1. And don't forget that Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport has one of the best free exhibits of Dutch artwork in the country. Airport art is becoming more common all over. But here's the thing. Don't just rush past it on your way to the gate. Take a minute, and maybe that layover won't feel so long after all. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising. Advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
We are going to celebrate Dumping Your Drama Day.
Yay.
All day today on the Good Day program. So
you know what they say, Dougie? Save the drama for your mama.
Really? They say that?
They do. I don't know who they are.
Who are they?
The same people that say lots of things. You always hear what they say.
They are. Let's clean that up. All right, so Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen are here with our take on the news in Alabama. Police chief brought Representative John Lewis to tears there, a police chief who was involved in the Montgomery Freedom Riders in 1961. He apologized to Representative Lewis for failing to protect the Freedom Riders. There was a big march this past weekend. Joe Biden was involved in it. Mm-hmm. I was going back to the history of this because I was a freshman in high school when this took place. And I remember the Greyhound bus station, which is where a lot of this sort of activity in the South took place,
mm-hmm.
because they wouldn't let black people ride in the front of the bus. So it became, whether it was a local bus or a national, you know, the Greyhound system, the trailway system, the requirement was that the back four seats, four rows of seats, be where the blacks rode. And this was part of what the protest was about. And there was much ado. The Freedom Riders, so-called, as I remember them anyway, and it certainly could be I have no source other than my memory. The Freedom Riders wanted to sit in the buses wherever they wanted to sit in the buses. So they created, or by bringing this to national attention as part of the civil rights protesting across the cities in the South, they, you know, after Rosa Parks, everybody just said, okay, I'm not riding in the back of the bus mm-hmm. anymore. And that's what brought some of this to a head. The police at the Montgomery Greyhound bus station terminal beat up most of the blacks who were protesting, billy clubs, that sort of thing. And this guy, this police chief, was one of them who was there as a rookie policeman. And he beat up now Congressman John Lewis. Lewis was arrested, in fact, during the civil rights protesting. First time a police chief ever apologized to him, he said. And so they both teared up, a lot of tears over the weekend. This was the 13th Congressional Civil Rights Pilgrimage to Alabama. It was over the weekend I went to Selma and Tuscaloosa and Birmingham. As I said, Joe Biden was involved in it. It was an interesting event to go back to and listen to and read about things that I haven't really thought about, frankly, since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't thought about this one bit until this weekend, so maybe it's a good thing that we do bring ourselves around to having, maybe there is a, some people think, well, why do they keep going back to the same old stuff? I think in this circumstance there is, especially given that we have some racial prejudices still in our country, it's moved north. I've said many, many times on the air and elsewhere that Boston, a town which is close to where I live on my farm, and I guess I've been considered a Bostonian through my life. I've never liked Boston, frankly.
Oh, it's my favorite city.
I know. Let me finish explaining.
Yes.
Why I don't like it is that it has these, it presents itself, or at least it seems and feels to many as if it is something it is not. Hmm. It is a deeply divided and troubled city, like many of our cities in this country.
How do you figure? Like, explain.
How do I figure? They have.
I mean, how is it divided?
It's divided in the way that they teach children, the racial makeup of the school system, the way that some, if you will, boroughs in the city. South Boston is a great example. The amount of prejudice
that
they are, Roxbury.
Don't you think that's true in most cities, though? Well, cities? I mean, look at Chicago. You can have one experience in Chicago and then go a few streets over and have a completely different experience. And I think we're finally getting some light shed on that because of all the shootings that are finally getting the attention of the media. In Los Angeles, it's the same way. You can have a perfectly great education somewhere, and then, you know, you go south a little bit, and that education is questionable.
Do you think that after Watts, Los Angeles learned its lesson?
I think Los Angeles tries. I think every town, maybe, I don't know about every town, but I think Los Angeles tries to learn its lesson. But I think by nature, people want to be with like people, and it makes them feel safer to be with people that are like them. And so I think that's why you get these big groups. I think all cities, especially big cities, have these areas. I mean, look at, we celebrate Koreatown. We celebrate
right.
Chinatown. We celebrate those types of things in some place.
We rode through, when Meredith was in town last week, we rode through Koreatown.
Yeah.
And she started talking about why is it called Koreatown?
I know.
A lot of Koreans live here. Why is it Koreatown? Why isn't it not just part of Los Angeles? Aren't they Americans? They're here. If they want to live in Korea, why don't they go back to Korea?
But it's like these big cities, in LA included, we celebrate these little areas. You know,
Exactly.
So it's like we, on one hand, we want to celebrate everybody as part of the melting pot. We want everybody to be pushed together. But on the other hand, it's very real that people separate themselves on purpose because they like to be with people like them. And then we also, as a society, celebrate that when we have these little areas that we set aside for certain nationalities or ethnicities.
Mm.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's a weird. Yeah. There's got to be some sociological study in there somewhere.
I'm sure there is.
You know.
Yeah, I'm sure that there is. So this fellow in Tampa, Jeff Bush, his name.
Not Jeb.
No.
Okay.
The drama started late Thursday night. This guy's 37 years old, and a sinkhole was created under his house. The guy gets sucked up, and then they bring in lots of equipment to try to find him. And instead of...
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Instead of finding him, they have now, as they've been tearing the house down, found that the house actually could be consumed by this growing sinkhole. Nobody knows why. And, you know, think about it in this perspective. You're in your home, you're in your bed, you're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you hear this loud noise. You feel quickly that you're losing your grasp, not only on reality, but on your bed. The bed tips upside down. The floor opens up. There's a big hole. And you go down into the hole, and that's the end of you. And then the rest of the house goes down. Imagine in your house how you would feel if you can even imagine it.
It's something new to be afraid of now. Think about this.
More drama.
The media gets us so afraid of everything. We have frustration. We have shootings. We have violence everywhere you turn. We've never had to worry about a sinkhole opening up underneath us. Now this is going to be something new to worry about.
Yep. That's it. Da, 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 da.
And they took out the whole neighborhood, I think, didn't they? Evacuate the whole place?
Yeah, they evacuated. Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So, it just, I don't know. The Onion. Remember last week how annoyed I was with The Onion because of the reference to that young Oscar nominee?
Sure.
Apparently, over the weekend, the editorial staff of The Onion said that they couldn't remember ever having felt so happy in general with their lives, nor more content with the state of the world as a whole and their place in it.
Wow.
This is an article in The Onion. The article claimed that a record number of Onion readers considered the last 5 or 6 days in particular were high watermarks for the company.
Well, it's not good for them.
Well, I think that that's the satirical. No, you see, that's what they're all about. It was satire, not, you know, they were at a low time, certainly. And that's, I don't know. Sometimes that stuff has some value and sometimes it doesn't. The average home in America, 75% of the electricity in your home is consumed while the products that you think use most of the electricity are turned off.
Very good timing.
For example, when you turn the stove off, you don't want to overheat things, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, so what else? The television. Anything else that you can think of that we turn on and off with regularly?
Lights
vacuum
in the house.
Cleaner,
I have a couple of security lights that I always think cost me money because they're on all the time.
How many computers do you have on in your house? Do you have
How many computers do I have? I have one.
One.
Because there's one of me.
The average desktop computer idles at 80 watts.
Mine is always on, too.
The average laptop, 20 watts. A Sony PlayStation 3 uses 200 watts. You think they're turned off, but they are on idle. Idle power consumes more electricity than all the solar panels in America combined can create.
Hmm.
The power used by the machines just being off sucks up more power than all the solar panels that are in existence in our country can produce. That's a lot of mashugana power.
You got it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just food for thought for those of you who are big into using all those tools. I don't know what to tell you about the iPad and the iPhone because those are how much is used when they're charging up.
Right. Yeah. It would be interesting for an experiment if we all just went back to be as Amish as we could be.
Ah.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That's a new verb, being Amish.
Yeah, let's go back to being as Amish as we can.
Being Amish. Sounds like it
but
could be a
movie. But just getting back to basics. I mean, I actually had a doctor tell me, you know, go back to nothing. You know, don't use any skincare product. You know, just start from scratch again. And wouldn't that be interesting to see how it affects your power bills if you just shut everything off, unplug everything, and then just use what you need and unplug it and be done. I wonder how we would save. It'd be kind of a fun
I wonder
thing.
Where the power went.
But we could all save some bucks. That would be fun.
Yep.
Let's try it.
A way for you to save your teeth. Good news for those of you who have stained yellow teeth. Embarrassing stained yellow teeth. It is an embarrassment. Going for a job interview today, are you? How are your teeth? Ah, not so good. Maybe you better get on the phone right away and order power swabs. Put the meeting off for a couple of days and whiten up your teeth and then go for the job interview because most of the studies suggest that if you have any kind of distraction in your mouth, facial features, whatever, people are not going to be so eager to hire you. 800-865-7602 for power swabs. Try them. You will like them. They work on natural teeth. It's an all-natural product made from coconuts. The cleanser is a coconut-based cleanser, not bleach, not sandy, none of that stuff that you get with the other whitening toothpastes and other whitening strips and whitening products. These things are messy and they're not good for your teeth. They may make them look better, but that doesn't mean they're going to be better. The embarrassing problems that you have because of yellow teeth, so easy to get rid of. Really, this is simple, easy, and call 800-865-7602. Mention Doug Steffen. Receive 50% off the retail price of the power swab kit that you get 800-865-7602. Pretty simple lesson. You'll be able to start showing off your teeth right away and smiling more with Power Swabs, risk-free, with a 50% discount at 800-865-7602.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Da 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 da!
Drama.
Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Has been accused by members of the paparazzi of kicking.
Yeah,
one
this
of them.
Is so dumb. If you've seen any of these images over the weekend, Ben Affleck is walking with his little girl, Serafina, on Friday in Los Angeles, and the paparazzi starts swarming him. And the little girl, Serafina, starts crying, and she's scared because that is scary to a kid. Gosh, it'd be scary to me to be swarmed by a bunch of people. And so Ben Affleck said, or simply, according to his account, that he kicked his leg out and said, "You can't come any closer to me than this."
Yeah.
And that was like he was using his leg as a distancing. Well, then the paparazzi started saying that he tried to kick members of their team, which, you know, obviously I don't really buy.
Get
he doesn't
lost.
Seem like a hothead. He has his kid in his hand. Leave
All
him
right.
alone. And he's cute.
Jennifer Lawrence, some people
her
say,
too.
Is hanging around with Bradley Cooper, but not for the reasons that some think.
They've been asked about romance rumors before, and Bradley said, you know, if it was going to happen, it's going to happen. Plus, there's an age difference. I mean, she's very young. People forget that she's only like 23 or something like that, and he's already in his later 30s.
No, it's horrible. 15 years difference between
them? It's not as you get older, but when you're 23, that is kind of a bigger age difference, I think. You know, if someone in their late 30s could be looking to get married, and she's probably looking to build her career. I mean, that, when you're younger, is a bigger age difference, I think. But tabloids say that she's not being matched up with Bradley. In fact, she is playing matchmaker for him. She's been trying to find him a woman. She's been setting him up with her friends and blah, blah, blah.
There's
and
a song.
I wonder who... Could you imagine trying to be friends with Jennifer Lawrence just to get that hookup with Bradley Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
I might try.
So there's a song, Gotta Get Me a Woman Now, by a group called Grunt. You might want to find that, Evan, just for the heck of it. Meanwhile, we talk about Rachel McAdams and Michael Sheen. He's a kind of a goofy actor. Or is he maybe that's the guy I'm thinking about. It's the guy who's hanging around with Michelle Williams. Who's Michael Sheen?
Oh, Michelle Williams is with Jason Segel. I actually thought they were kind of a cute couple, but that was in the past tense because they broke up.
Right.
Over the weekend, Michelle wasn't ready to commit to him, and he wanted a little bit more, and they were living on different coasts, so they thought it was time to part ways.
What about Rachel McAdams?
Rachel McAdams and Michael Sheen also broke up over commitment issues. Rachel wanted to settle down there and wanted to have a family. And Michael was very content with where their relationship was because he already has a kid.
Oh, my God!
Oh.
Maintenance and MRE Smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After Jennifer on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. This is Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer, who has a new book out, actually. Shelley has written a book called Digital Wisdom, Thought Leadership for a Connected World. He has created a book that will make you think differently about life as it is being lived. And so every day we take a bit from the life of Shelley, who does all this research on what's going on in technology. Today, he talks about Netflix giving out a new set of awards with some rather amusing categories. So that story right after these words on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion!
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we're right in the middle of awards season where the best movies, albums, and TV shows are honored. Netflix wants in on the action, which is why it announced the Flixies. Rather than stick to boring categories like Best Picture or Best Director, Netflix had some fun. Got a little one who likes to stomp around the house and make lots of noise? Honor the Lorax with Best Tantrum Tamer. Had a little bit too much fun at the bar last night? Give the TV series Archer your vote for Best Hangover Cure. Voting is open to Netflix members and non-members alike. We can all vote on our favorite movies and TV shows from Netflix's catalog at theflixies.com until March 10th. Netflix is also looking for category ideas for future Flixie Awards. The three top winners in each category will be announced on Monday, March 11th. I know I'm going to check them out and probably add some new flicks to my queue. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, cement's been floated.
Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Science for your scalp.
All right, so if...
Doesn't it sound like you need that?
How do you live without it is the question of the day. On Facebook, you probably noticed that there's a new feature giving you a beep or a ring every time you get notification. Nope. You can check out the story at DougStephan.com for easy instructions on making that stop if you wanted to. Because I think a lot of people would like it to stop, would they not? Would you? I don't notice it because I don't have volume on some of the computers. I didn't go to hear my Facebook stuff.
I don't have volume on anything on my computer because any of those blings, they drive me crazy because I'll be into something and it'll scare me.
Wasn't that how You've Got Mail? You had a little bing-a-ding-a-lingo and you.
Yeah, that old classic AOL sound.
All right, check it out, DougStephan.com. Finally.
What do I, George Lopez, have in common with seven-time NBA All-Star champion Alonzo Mourning?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, besides a winning hookshot, Alonzo, it's that both of us have had kidney disease and had kidney failure.
And after receiving a kidney transplant, now we're both healthy and doing great.
The fact is, 1 in 10 adults in the United States has kidney disease, and it often has no symptoms. So it's important to know if you're at risk.
And that's especially true for minorities, since we have higher risk of kidney failure due to things like diabetes and high blood pressure. A simple blood test may save your kidneys.
Know your risk, get tested, and stay off dialysis. To learn more about kidney disease and its risk factors and about staying healthy, go to DaVita.org. That's DaVita.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.